Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Bob.
Yeah.
Or is it Rob?
It's Rob.
Oh, yeah. My God. I'm losing my mind. I got the OB right.
Yes. Whichever way it sounds good. Yeah.
Rob.
So we last talked to you in 2015.
Was it here? Back
yeah.
here?
Yeah. Yes. So I think last time you might have been here by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now you're with the True Believers.
That's what I've been calling them, because they must they must believe in me to be doing a show. Oh, my God.
And listening to, well, first off on the soundtrack, I thought you probably aren't seeing each other for a while. Is that true? Or
well, the bass player, yeah. Richard Sadler, and the keyboard player, Paul Jobson, we did a show together last July at the Great British Rhythm and Blues with Sam Kelly on the drums and Tony Kunta on the guitar. And we literally just stepped on stage together and played. That's how that worked.
Okay. Yeah.
This time we actually got to rehearse. And so they were the full band on the first gig. And then we just had us without Tony for Friday. And tonight Jono is taking over the drum duties for Sam. Mm. So Richard and Paul and I have done at least now 3 gigs. This will be the 4th one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're all professionals. They know their stuff, you know.
Yes, yes, yes. It would. Yes, they all. Yeah, you all worked well together.
Thank you.
Picking different.
Different
things up. Yeah.
Speaking the lingo, you know.
Well, going back in a way to the last interview, you had to move house because of Hurricane Katrina.
Oh gosh, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, and I just wondered how is that situation now in New Orleans, has things got back to normal, or is it, do you know?
Well, I don't go there that often, but it looks okay now.
Mm.
You know, it looks okay, and they've shored up the levees, but there was a tropical storm named Barry that just came through, and fortunately it died down before it hit there.
Mm.
But I live in Mobile, Alabama.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're there now, and you've been there a couple of years since Katrina.
Yeah. But lately, I've been in Europe so much, I don't see my house in Mobile.
Mm. Oh dear. Well,
that's good. Okay.
Whatever.
I'm gone for hurricane season. That's all right with me.
And yes, last time we were talking about you'd just come across, I think, your mother's notebook, and you were talking about recording Mama's Jukebox, which you did in 2016.
Right, Mama's Jukebox was recorded in New Orleans in 2016. Mm. And I know everybody, it's natural to say Mama's Jukebox, but it's Jukebook.
Yeah.
And I did that because it was actually a little book that I found. But now I think, I probably should just name him Jukebox. Everybody wants to say Jukebox.
Right.
But it's cool, it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 2016 I recorded that album in New Orleans.
It's that, in a way that it reminds you of, a familiar song, but then you've tracked it so differently in a lot of cases.
Yeah, I wanted to put my own little twist on it with the, because those were all country songs, and I wanted to do them in the blues, soul, gospel, R&B style that I like so much.
Yeah, and I suppose now are you working on another album now?
Actually, it's been a whirlwind. Amazing experience. I just recorded a new album going through Memphis, Jackson, Mississippi, and Muscle Shoals, Alabama. And that album is a full-on thing with the full band, horns, backing singers, the whole thing. And it'll be out sometime late January.
Mm.
Yeah.
And what has that got, a special theme or?
Well, at the moment it's sort of hush-hushed about the details, but it's definitely a southern musical experience.
Hmm.
So,
well,
I'm excited.
Intriguing, then. Yes.
Thank you. Do some.
And how do you relax then when you?
I don't know. I don't ever get to do it. For me, the idea of relaxing is just puttering around the house and riding my bike and reading books, maybe getting a massage, going for walks in the woods. Those are the things I like to cook. I love to cook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that cooking for a number of people or just yourself?
Just a few people.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple special people.
Yeah. Yeah, great.
I don't do big groups.
Yeah.
You know, except for when I'm at work.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I suppose it's nice to cook after you've been on the road, which probably...
It does make you feel grounded. I'm so funny, because even when I'm in hotels and I travel, and my boyfriend picks at me, because I'll start cleaning everything before I leave, because, oh, they're going to take care of it. And I'll say, I know they will, but for me, when I clean up my own space, it makes me feel like I have a home. Like, this is my home for now.
Yeah.
If I put everything in order and I clean it up, then it makes me feel grounded. So the housekeepers love me at hotels.
Well, that's good as well, because they, they've got a very hard job.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They do.
You said we're looking forward to the new CD in...
Looks like probably the end of January.
Yeah,
it was an incredible experience, and it was my first time to work with a bona fide producer. Fred Mullen is legendary as a producer, based out of Nashville, and he was wonderful. The musicians were wonderful. It's just, I still can't believe it happened. It almost seems like a dream, and boy, when it happened, it happened. It was full on. We did a whole week of you know, going studio to studio and recording songs along the way, and then there was another like 5 or 6 days of doing overdubs, getting the horns and everything in. And so it was a very intense 2 weeks, and then I came back to Mobile from Nashville and did a, you know, a few local shows, and then boom, I was on the plane back to Basel, Switzerland, and then for like 1 day in Germany, and then I was flying to London. Crazy.
Yes, this is crazy. Yeah, but you enjoy it. You look as though you do.
I do. I love making music, obviously. I really enjoy the audiences and the musicians, to share the stage with these wonderful musicians. But I'm ready. I'm ready for some, you know, some ordinary days too. I want some ordinary days. Okay. So hopefully that's coming up in the month of August. I think that'd be great.
Well, okay, yes. Well, I'll let you go.
Are you finished already?
Yeah, well, you've only got 20 minutes, so you might need to
do a bit more
relaxing.
It was wonderful to talk to you.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
All right, see you later.
Cheers.